Postal workers mobilize to win Royal Mail striker ballot. Vote yes. Socialist Party members in CWU. Almost 110,000 postal workers are currently balloting for strike action to force Royal Mail to honor the Four Pillars Agreement over pay, pensions, workplace bullying and a shorter working week. Postal workers up and down the country are taking part in gate meetings and mass yes votes, queuing up to post their ballot papers. The Communication Workers Union, CWU, and its members are determined to win the ballot, again, after the disgraceful actions of unelected High Court judges who ruled a 97% record-breaking yes vote for industrial action illegal last year. Management have told the CWU that it is going to push through its changes and smash the Four Pillars National Agreement to pieces, declaring all-out war with the union. It's clear that management has become confident with the election of the Boris Johnson government, and believes that now is the time to take us on. But workers are drawing confidence from the huge vote for yes last time, and the mass, determined campaign to win the ballot again this time. Job losses. Our members are prepared for the fight of our lives. We are facing job losses on an unprecedented scale, with 40,000 job losses likely. It's also very clear to the membership that we will need serious action as management is forcing change all around the country. This must be met at the very least with a 48-hour stoppage as a first step, which can then be built on. One rep says, "I have voted yes, because I support my union, but also because I know now more than ever my job is at risk. If you don't vote, then Royal Mail will claim they speak for you. CEO Rick Oback and his £6 million golden hello will speak for you. Let's not be silenced. Vote now and vote yes. There is too much at stake. Let's make history." The ballot closes the 17th of March. The Socialist Party sends solidarity to the CWU and postal workers. "We sail out to win the Royal Mail Striker ballot and renationalize Royal Mail."